seems like the medium Skip is doing very well at the moment. My voice isn't doing too well, though. N2IRJ, this is WB4AIO in the Allegheny Mountains of Western Pennsylvania. And I wanted to bring up one other item in the news that I think was brought up on the Saturday net, but I've got some additional information about it. I think N2SAG brought it up. It's about the horrific, unbelievable rape of a young woman in Gwinnett County, Georgia, which is a suburb of Atlanta, Georgia, by two mestizo immigrants from south of the border, one Francisco Palencia and Josue Ramirez. These two monsters laid in wait for this young woman, 23-year-old woman in the suburbs of Atlanta, Georgia. For all I know, she might be related to Mary Fagan. But anyway, she came home late at night after working a late shift. She had her two kids with her. One was a toddler, and the other one was just a little bit older than an infant. And the infant was in a car seat, and the other kid was still small enough to be carried under her arm. She got home, and these two Mexicans were waiting for her in her kitchen, wearing ski masks and dark clothes, and they used a taser on her. And then when she tried to escape them and get back to her children, even after suffering several blasts from their taser, they poured boiling water on her body, which apparently they were planning to do because they had the water already there on the boil in her own kitchen, poured boiling water on her body, severely injuring her, causing extreme pain. And then they forced her to go into the bedroom, remove her clothes, perform sex acts on these disgusting invaders. And then they raped her in front of her own kids. In front of her own kids. And this story is so unbelievably grotesque and horrible that every American needs to hear it. And yet, except for the local media, this story has been totally suppressed because it goes against the open borders agenda of the Jewish power structure and the Jewish-owned media. They have totally suppressed this story on all of their national media. These monsters, these sick, sick monsters, raped this woman after pouring boiling water on her and tasing her in front of her own kids. They forced her kids to watch her sexual degradation. What effect is that going to have on those kids? And this is how this wonderful diversity is working out for us. And yet, we are not being told because they want to wipe us out. The purpose of diversity is not to go, everybody's going to get along, we're all going to be fair, we'll share an equal world. That's not what it's all about. It's about wiping us out. That's why they will not report this story. I did research personally on this story, and I did a search on several major media sites looking for the names of the rapists and the location, and I came up with CNN.com had zero stories on this, even though it's been in the local media, local newspaper, local TV station in the Atlanta, Georgia area for quite a while. CNN, the national news organization, famous for fake news, says absolutely nothing, not word one about it. CBS News, same story. Not a single article about this horrific torture and rape. NBC News, same story. Not a single mention of this torture and rape of this Atlanta woman by these illegal mestizo invaders. Bloomberg.com, not a single story. PBS, Public Broadcasting System. They're so public-spirited, they ignored this story completely. ABC News, which is owned by Disney, which is a totally Jewish operation, as are the rest of these organizations. Zero. Nothing. Not a mention of this monster and the torture rape. Now, I also wanted to see, well, maybe... maybe there's something wrong with the way I'm searching for this. So I used exactly the same search parameters, and I went to CNN.com, and I searched for Trayvon Martin. Now, we all know who Trayvon Martin is, a black man who was killed after he attacked George Zimmerman. And, of course, the media made a big deal out of this because even though Zimmerman was not white, they made him out to be white. And then they said this is a black man who was killed by a white man. Just another thing to run white people down and make white people feel guilty. That's what the Trayvon Martin case was all about. Well, it's been 5 years since the Trayvon Martin case happened. And yet, on CNN.com, the same site that has zero stories of this Georgia torture rape case... By these mestizo immigrants. CNN has 1,820 stories about Trayvon Martin up on their website right now, 5 years after the Trayvon Martin case. 1,820 stories. So I also thought, well, maybe CNN and these other news outlets don't cover Gwinnett County, Georgia. This is WB4AIO for ID. But I looked into that, too. I went on CNN.com, and I did a site-specific search for Gwinnett County. I didn't even enter the name of Norcross, one of the main cities in Gwinnett County. I just entered Gwinnett County, and CNN.com has 959 stories about Gwinnett County on its website right now. And yet, some of these stories are very inconsequential, too. And yet, they don't mention this horrific rape and torture of this American woman, this white woman, by these mestizo invaders. There's an agenda going on here. And then I went on CNN.com, and I did a site-specific search, and I counted how many stories they had about Kim Kardashian, that race-mixing celebrity slut. They had 1,790 stories on their website right now mentioning Kim Kardashian. So they can cover Gwinnett County, they can cover Kim Kardashian, they can cover Trayvon Martin, but when a white woman has boiling water poured all over her body and is raped and degraded and tased by mestizo invaders from south of the border, that's a hush crime. They say nothing about it. Well, what do all of these media outlets have in common? They're Jewish controlled. They're run by Middle Easterners. They're not run by ordinary European Americans. They're run by people whose ancestors are in the Middle East, who consider themselves a tribe. And if you look into CNN, the sine qua non of fake news and hush crimes, you'll find out that they are overwhelmingly Jewish. CNN the parent company has a Jewish president and a Jewish majority of its highest level executives. CNN itself has a Jewish president and a Jewish vice president, a Jewish majority of executive vice presidents, a Jewish lead political anchor, a Jewish chief political correspondent, a Jewish chief political analyst, a Jewish chief political director, a Jewish chief national correspondent, a Jewish chief Washington correspondent. In fact, all six of its chief anchor positions are all Jewish, and a majority, at least 13 of the network's currently running shows, have Jewish hosts. And ABC, CBS, and the rest are also very, very, very heavily Jewish. I can prove that to you if anybody wants to know. I've got the details right here. But these are the people who are hushing up these crimes, and they have an agenda. They don't want us to know what's happening to our kids, what's happening to our women, what's happening as a result of the open borders policies that they have pushed on our country. So It is beyond disgusting. It is almost unbelievable. And people need to speak the truth about this stuff. You've got to stop being afraid. You've got to tell the truth. Do some research. Find out what's really going on in your area. Find out what the media aren't telling you about. And tell your neighbors, tell your friends, and don't be afraid to name the people that are doing it to you. If you can't name the people who are attacking you, you can never fight back. You can never defeat them. You're going to go down. Your family's going to go down, and our nation's going to go down. And I don't want that to happen. So those are some of the things I've been very concerned about over the last few days. N2IRJ, this is WB4AIO.